Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is February 19th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Whew, what a week. Another week of high drama, and there's more to come. By the way, on that note, let's not forget that we now have a president of the United States whose previous experience was being an actor in a TV show. Mr. Trump is Leo rising. Leo is the sign of the king. The king needs to be the center of attention. The king needs to be admired. He needs an audience. The adulation of the masses. And the king loves drama. Loyalty and betrayal are big issues for Leo. And so last Thursday, after a couple weeks of the news narrative apparently getting out of control, President Trump took to the podium to set things straight, and it got pretty wild. Commentators afterwards were nearly unanimous in saying that it was unlike any presidential press conference they can remember, and there was no doubt who was in control. In 77 chaotic minutes, Trump alternately defended himself, praised himself, addressed allegations, made accusations, made threats, promised retribution, at times seemed rational, and at other times totally irrational. He repeated himself over and over, trying to hammer home his beliefs, his version of the facts, his personal truth. Going back to his natal chart, we can easily see what's causing the problem. Mars, the planet of attack, and Uranus, the planet of surprises, are both directly opposite his natal Jupiter, planet of beliefs and ideology. Mr. Trump experiences that Mars-Uranus energy as an unwarranted attack on his beliefs, his truth. Being a person who has Mars conjunct his ascendant degree, he has no choice but to counterattack. And this he did, going after the media in no uncertain terms. The day after, Trump was even more explicit, calling out various media outlets as the enemy of the people. Is there something in Trump's astrology chart that would prompt this attack on the journalists? Well, Mercury is the planet of communications, and therefore news reports and the media. Mercury is now transiting in Capricorn, which happens to be the sixth house of a Leo rising chart. The sixth house is the house of enemies. After that, Mercury hits Aquarius, which is Trump's seventh house, signifying the direct opponent. Up in the heavens, the Mars conjunct Uranus opposite retrograde Jupiter pattern is getting closer and closer to exact. The incidents of violations of truth and ethics keep coming at us, so many it's been hard to keep up. Trump and his new administration are getting deeper and deeper into the muck. Each new day brings a new nightmare, more allegations, more denials, more revelations. The week got off to a nasty start with the resignation of General Mike Flynn, President Trump's now former National Security Advisor. Apparently, Flynn had some secret conversations with the Russian ambassador regarding Obama's sanctions on Russia while Obama was still the president. Whatever the substance of the conversation was, what was worse was Flynn's lying to the public, lying to the FBI, and lying to Vice President Pence, and that Pence was kept in the dark about the real situation for nearly 2 weeks after Trump had been informed. So again, the problem seems to be that Jupiter, planet of truth, is compromised by being retrograde. In other words, truth is being held back from normal forward operation, and simultaneously is under attack by two malefic planets. And along with this comes the disturbing revelation that there are records of Trump campaign officials having been in regular contact with Russian intelligence officials all through the 2016 campaign. The same Russians who hacked into the DNC campaign computers. The particulars are, of course, still classified. When will more details be available? Will there be an investigation? Well, here's something to contemplate. Jupiter, planet of truth, is retrograde, still retracing its steps in the zodiac until June 9th. In other words, the planet of truth is going back over the past. And this is in the sign Virgo, the sign of details and analysis. Note, too, that after March 1st, Mars will no longer be opposite Jupiter, and therefore no longer influencing and distorting Jupiter's significations with its attack energy. But Venus will still be there. Venus, the planet of guidance and compromise. So, the current situation, all the controversy and testing of faith, is only temporary. As recent events have made clear, there is indeed a problem of Trump's nascent administration being plagued by leaks from within, which keeps causing distractions, embarrassments, and potential scandals. Mr. President is obviously upset by this. The problem is clearly shown in the birth chart of the new administration. In political astrology, the time of taking the oath of office marks the official birth of a new administration. So, here's the birth chart, which I analyzed in a video post back in mid-January. Notice how both the 12th house and 8th house are featured. Mars is the ruler of Aries, the ascendant sign, and therefore represents the face of the administration. Simultaneously, Mars rules the 8th house, the house of clandestine activities, scandal, and humiliation. Mars is placed in the 12th house, at the perilously weak position of 0 degrees Pisces. The 12th house is criminal activities, conspiracies, and loss. Thus, the problems of the Trump's administration are clearly shown in its astrology birth chart. Since he does have Mars conjunct the ascendant in his own chart, Trump's response to the problem is to go on the attack. Trump swears he will catch the people who were the source of the leaks, and they're gonna pay a big price, setting up a new witch hunt, and another diversion from the real problem of incompetence in the White House. The weakness of the chart ruler Mars is obvious from its placement at 0 degrees. The main impression of the new administration is of a bunch of amateurs with no agreed-upon game plan. The sign Pisces, where Mars is placed, is a sign particularly sensitive to criticism, which does nothing to improve the situation. The impulse for secrecy will only continue to backfire for Trump and company as they try to get their act together. It's definitely a case of an administration not ready for prime time. Well, that's it for this week. And a gentle reminder, if you like what I'm doing here, you can show your support by clicking on the link to the donation page and making a contribution to help keep things going. Thanks, and until next week.